Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
WXLKHD.
Yo, what up? It's Friday.
Friday feeling, yes. In the house.
Do you have like a different walk? Yeah, is there a spring in your step on
like
a Friday?
I strut.
You
on
do?
Fridays.
Okay. Would you like some strutting music? See if I can find you some strutting music. Strut.
I got the arm swing. My arm is swinging, yes, a little bit more.
Moving.
Oh, I'm head nodding people I don't normally speak to.
How about this? Is this a little strut music for you? You'll walk out the house?
Ladies and gentlemen, he's just risen from his bed and he leaves his home. It is Antoine.
I come out the front door, Antoine. And then I freeze, and I just look around.
Antoine.
Like, yeah, this is my day.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, and I think you have to, the way you freeze, and I think everyone knows this freeze, is you go like this,
like they're putting your name down on the sitcom at the start.
Yes.
Antoine Terrell.
And you get to be the last person. What is it? And featuring Antoine Terrell.
Exactly.
As Steve, the perverted next door neighbor.
Wait, yes, a minute.
Well, you know, hey, whatever the role is.
What?
You do anything
for
a dollar.
What is this, Law and Order?
Yeah, poor Antoine. He's ratting out all the kids in his neighborhood yesterday. They didn't even do nothing wrong. Oh. And here he is calling them all a bunch of
it was them.
Hooligans and ruffians. Look at you. Look at you getting old right in front of everybody's eyes.
No. Look at the little children. Shame that did all
on
this.
You.
That made this mess out here.
Yep. Antoine's looking at all the trash cans.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're all knocked over in his neighborhood.
And they were like knocked over. But the reason I didn't think it was the wind, because they were laid down like they were knocked down, but they didn't slide too much from the area. And normally when the wind blows it, they'll go down the hill a little bit.
Okay.
But it didn't. But then I was looking and I was just driving. I was like, okay, that trash can's up. That one's up. That one's down. It was definitely the wind.
The wind, yeah.
But
yeah.
I thought it was them little hooligans.
You jerk.
We stop by their house and tell their parents.
I just couldn't wait for... No, I was waiting for Halloween to give them pencils when they came by.
Whoever
looks like a trash can knocker over.
Ooh.
I feel like I've asked this before, but what's the worst thing you've ever gotten in your Halloween basket? Either you remember?
A pencil.
You did a pencil?
Oh, yeah. Because I had teachers in my neighborhood, so they would give out pencils.
There was always like an older lady that would give money, like pennies. Like a little bag of change or something, you know, to put in your piggy bank.
I mean, I suppose if you gave, I don't know, 10 cents or something. Kids like coins. They like putting things in their piggy bank, especially little kids.
But on Halloween, you do look at
a penny. I know. And that one's ridiculous, too, because not a single person who receives it really gets much of anything.
No.
But by the end of the night, you've spent some money. I mean, you've spent a couple bucks.
But you cleared out all that change.
I suppose that is less than candy. So I need to. Yeah. Oh, I got the heads up. It's a half price candy weekend.
Oh,
it's
so
this
you want to be out there gathering the candy?
Yep, it's going. You got to go on your app for Kroger, and you got to get the coupon that's on there, and then you can go do it. But shout out to the person who let me know on Facebook, and I forgot their name. I meant to look it up, but you know who you are.
And thank you.
Yes, thank you, because I'm going candy crazy today.
Yeah,
I got
to
get everything because my neighborhood 400 to 500 kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's catfishing. There's ghosting. And now what's this one? We don't even. No.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
Yeah, if you're dating, like looking for the right one.
Yeah. Now, as you tell us what this is, give us the term, and then can we like guess to see if we know what it means?
Yeah, yeah,
well, that
sure.
makes. Can we do that? Okay.
Dog fishing.
Dog fishing. Okay. Yep. So it's cat fishing is the one where someone pretends to be someone they're not.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Dog fishing. You pretend to be uglier than you are.
I was going to say you pretend to have a dog, but you really don't.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ooh, there it is. Oh, okay.
Yes, that is exactly it. So they want people to watch out on dating profiles of people taking pictures with other folks' dogs or just putting up a golden retriever and looking all happy and everything else. Because they're lying and they're trying to pull you in, trying to lure you in, thinking that they're just...
And this would probably be specifically men pretending to have a dog.
Uh-huh.
Because ladies would think, oh, he's so sweet.
It is an attractive
feature. He has a dog.
Yeah.
And then if a dog fisher is real cold and calculated and evil, is when you meet and you find out, you say, well, where's Fifi?
Where's
the dog? He'll have this elaborate story of how the dog is dead, and he's so sad about it, and it just hurts his heart.
Uh-huh.
And I can't believe I had to put my little Fifi down. Yeah, he'll do that.
Like,
evil.
One of the dating websites, Plenty of Fish, they're reporting that they're getting lots of folks dog fishing, posting pictures of pets that not their pets.
Because when you see somebody with a pet, they automatically appear to be more friendly.
They do. Like when you see someone walking with a baby.
Yeah.
You know, a guy with a baby. Like, oh, look at the baby. And you're like,
why does
that
to be a guy? Why did you do that?
Because she's the one to date a lady.
Why did you do that? Saying. I was being gender neutral.
I want to know why when Monica sees a man with his newborn child, she thinks, ooh, let me see if he's interested.
But that's not it. If you look at the baby and you're like, okay, because, you know, people do just like, oh, look at the puppy.
I see what you're saying. It gets someone to come over, I think is what you're saying.
Yes, it does. It pulls them into you.
Okay. So, well, I mean, ladies are just a melting tub of goo when it comes to certain dogs. And then, of course, the perfume industry is getting in on it, too.
Introducing the latest fragrance for men that will drive women crazy.
Oh, what is it?
Poppy breath.
Poppy
breath. Just one spritz, and she's yours. Oh my God. What are you wearing? I think I love you. Poppy breath. You'll smell just like a 6-week-old golden retriever puppy. God. Who wants to give me some kisses? Who wants to give me some kisses? Poppy breath from Calvin Klein.
Something about that puppy smell.
And if you don't have
baby any smell.
Puppy breath, just rub some doo-doo on yourself.
Oh, yep. That is not it.
Puppy breath. Yep, just do that and then bite them with your razor blade teeth. Oh. Puppy breath.
Oh. Friday.
Antoine was walking with a strut before. I got different strut music. Let's see. This oh, yeah, it's good, too.
Oh, this might be it right here. Yeah. I'm just pointing at people, so. I see you.
Hey, Maureen. How you doing?
What up, Jesse? Yeah.
What's up, Sarah in Christiansburg? What's up, you texting in to 52353? Oh, yeah, girl. That shirt looks good on you.
Woo!
That's
brother,
it.
Have you lost weight?
Go ahead with your bad self.
I know.
Grandma, that mac and cheese.
What's the best? Why do I feel like Shaft all of a sudden?
That's what it is. I know.
I feel like Shaft.
I think I can get that. Wait, let's see, because that one's good, too.
But that's,
I like a
you know,
Shaft.
That was exactly Shaft.
That's what I was feeling.
Uh-huh.
No, yeah, you got it. We can do that one, too. Let's see. Oh, yeah. This I believe, is Monica Brooks. She gets up. She gets ready. Because she's got a little spring in her step because she is probably committing some sort of crime.
Oh, God.
Or doing something wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because she's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Monica. What a great theme song. What a great story. What a great original movie. Uh-huh. It was totally ruined by that last one. I mean,
I never saw it.
I didn't see the last
I never
one
saw
either.
I didn't see it either, but I just saw a preview.
Oh, I heard it was bad,
though. I mean, it made me not even want to walk with a strut. Get out.
Aww.
Forget it. Just sit here and float through the day. What's up with you? 52353. The power of suggestion. Did that happen to you where you kind of, I'm not like I know it happens to you, and especially with food, is you just, somebody says the word of a food, and immediately you think, oh my God, I got to have that. I'm craving it all of a sudden.
That's what I want.
On the radio this morning, a guy, I was listening to sports talk, he said the word enchiladas, and he was a Mexican guy, and the way he said it even sounded, I got to make enchiladas this weekend.
That's what you're doing.
It's settled. That's settled. Oh. Enchiladas. He said it like that, and I thought, enchiladas, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Yeah, someone says shrimp. I'm like, you know what? Shrimp sounds good, and I'll be stuck on it forever.
Yeah.
You know, forever meaning 4 to 5 days.
A week. A solid week. That feels like forever. Yes.
People are so delusional. We are all delusional with ourselves when we say, I have never, ever in my life been inspired by a commercial to go buy the product. That's never happened to
me. That's a lie.
And it's happened to all of us.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
And it may not in that moment necessarily, but 5 days later, your brain, and you don't even realize it, goes,
don't you want to go to Taco Bell?
Uh-huh.
You dong, the border bell
working.
Ring. Yeah,
doing
it does.
His job.
It absolutely works. Monica Brooks, when she's watching television, not only is she giving into the power of suggestion, she's doing everything completely wrong.
Is it wrong, though?
Yes. It is very wrong. The way she watches shows, particularly a series. So a whole series will go down. So one that's everybody's watching, big old hype train, and she does this.
I know. I do it wrong. With Lost, I watch the first and the last.
Oh, yeah.
And Breaking Bad. I know
just,
the last episode.
Okay, that's different.
That's
your
different.
Stuff is
that's
demented.
Just wrong.
You are
just
on
weird.
Your own Lost Island over there with the way you watch
that
TV.
That was just wrong. Yeah. And
Monica does
that.
Where she watches the first episode of a series and then the last episode. Sometimes just the last episode.
I need to watch Breaking Bad. But I know the last episode.
Yeah.
I watched that. Yeah.
I did do that once where I only watched the last episode, and that was Will and Grace, the original, when they did it live, because my brother loved that show. So when they did the series finale, that was the only episode I had watched up till then. Now I love it. I went back and watched everything.
Uh-huh. See, that's what happened. It's Breaking Bad. I need to...
Don't justify your weirdness.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotta go back and watch.
The last thing. Yeah. That's it. There was somebody texted in yesterday at 52353 saying they do that with mystery novels. They read the end. And then they go...
And then what? There's no way you go back and read it.
There was somebody else, and they wait till a TV show. If the series is over, they go on Wikipedia. Yeah. They get the whole ending because they say they want to watch the show already knowing like who the killer is to see how the show did it. I'm thinking, yo, that's a second time around.
Sometimes exactly. It's for a show that you don't want to be disappointed in. Like you don't want to spend a lot of time in it.
So you think, all right, okay, well, would I have enjoyed this?
Yeah.
No.
No, I say no too, but you don't care.
Mini thrill seeking on the way in Monica's thang hack. But now Antoine's going to save you more.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for thang hacks on K92.
And I must confess, mine is kind of dumb.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I like it though. And you know what? It's something that you can do to repurpose something that has become useless.
Okay.
And it's in the world of CDs, compact discs, I mean, there's no use for those anymore or any of the things. Uh-huh. I mean, we were cleaning out our Morning Thang office here. I found now that's what I call music volume 4.
Yes. Yeah.
Volume 4. I mean,
we're
talking like 1999, 2000. Uh-huh. And I threw it away. And Freddie Mac was like, well, you should have saved it. I'm like, for what? To just be clutter?
To do what with it?
There's nothing. I can get every single song off of there. So there is no point in saving it. So I'm going to try to do that with the CDs, which I will do after Antoine. We'll start with helpful. And then we're really just going to
trickle down.
We're going to fall down the mountain here. We're just going to start where mine is not as good. Maybe I'll get the prices right. Yodel music going for mine. Go ahead, Antoine.
All right. So I don't have any children. You guys do. Uh-huh. So I will allow you guys to tell me whether or not you like this idea.
Gotcha. Okay.
So this is an app. It's called Morning Kids. It's like a morning routine app.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
To where parents can preload it with the routine of the child's morning.
Okay.
Because you want your child to be independent. You want your child able to move around in the morning. You trust that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
It
and
is
you're not
so
having
much
to do
better
it.
As your kids get a little bit older and they start being able to do just about anything for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so great to finally have them look.
Independent.
Can pour their own orange juice or they can put their own socks on. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
It's just nice to not have to deal with every last thing as they sit there like little Lord Joffrey's going, my pants. You know, that I hate that.
Yes.
So I like this idea so far.
And
so
this
good.
App
so
is incentive based. Mm-hmm. So the parents
always works.
The parents will preload the routine.
Okay.
And when part of the routine is completed, then the child on the app would earn points that they could then cash in later. One thing I really like about this app is kids are allowed to add like one non-routine activity in the middle. So like maybe right after they brush their teeth before they get dressed, they can have a mini dance party. For like 2 minutes.
Gotcha.
And so the app will just move through that. The music will start. They'll dance. And then 2 minutes. Then it'll stop. And they have to go back and
to
continue
work.
Their routine.
But it's good because it inspires them to get the stuff done. Because kids love to win things and compete in stuff and get incentives. And because the other problem is even when you have kids that will do stuff on their own.
Yes.
You are chop, 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 chop. Come
time.
On. Let's go. Let's go.
Hurry up.
No, you're not. You're sitting. Get up.
They just always drag.
Oh,
I said, but if I say, hey, you can play the video game, I don't even
see
them.
Exactly. And so if you have 5 minutes of screen time in the middle of their routine,
then
they're going to get to that screen time.
Okay. What's it called again?
Morning Kids.
Morning Kids. I think that sounds decent. Now, let's start walking down the mountain, shall we?
All right, I'll see you guys. I'll be up here.
Barreling down. Antoine is standing at the top of Mount St. Helpful.
He's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Where y'all going?
And now I'm going to just start hiking down. And once I fall.
Are we just rolling down, actually?
Basically, yeah.
That's what's about to happen.
Yeah, when we land in the cavern, that's where Monica is. With her thang hack, which is on the way. CDs are useless now.
Yeah, a lot of people don't have a CD player in their car.
Oh, no.
Now, so.
A lot of people?
Majority of people.
Anyone that's gotten a car in the last 10 years doesn't really have any of that stuff.
When I bought my car a couple years ago, I was like, what am I going to do with all my mix CDs?
I know, they're gone, yeah.
It's so depressing.
It is.
Antoine, there's this thing called playlists. They're on your
phone.
There's this thing called K92. You can listen to us. We are your playlist. Remember, so you would buy those blank CDs to make your mix CDs and all that stuff, and it would come on that spindle?
Yep.
Yeah.
I still have them.
Yes. All right, good. Then you can do this, Antoine.
Oh, no. I don't have it. I threw it away just now.
Nope. Who, I mean, everybody loves bagels, right?
Oh, yes.
Bagels are a wonderful thing. And a bagel sandwich is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd like to take a bagel sandwich to work. But sometimes there's danger with that bagel sandwich. It could get tussled about in your bag. It could get tempered with, you wrap it in foil, sure, but that's not good enough. You try to put it in a bag. Yeah, that's not good enough. Stuff is flying everywhere. Well, guess what? A bagel got a hole in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So you put that bagel sandwich into your old CD spindle, put that top back on, protective sandwich.
And it's a carrier.
Yes, it's your bagel sandwich carrier right there.
It's no different from a sandwich, you know, carrying your sandwich in a little container. It's a bagel.
Exactly.
Lunchbox.
Yes.
What does everybody think of that?
Oh, okay. I understand. Yes, that's fine.
See, if you walk in here with the bagel sandwich
in the CD container.
With the container.
That's so awesome.
And I think that's kind of retro.
I'm going to judge you.
It is.
It's retro.
I'm retro.
It's
because you're at the bottom of Mount St. Helpful with Zach right now.
It's like old school radio, though.
I'm vintage. Exactly. Monica, welcome me with open arms at the bottom of Mount St. Helpful.
Come on down here, Zachary.
And you know what? You could just take a regular sandwich and just stab a hole right in the middle of it, too, if you want. Why the heck not?
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica, maybe helping one person. It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
Mm-hmm. Here she is.
Hey.
Tiny thrill seeking this morning.
And I would like to say, she goes, I have something if you're a thrill seeker. If anybody participates in your thing hack, they are by definition
correct
a thrill seeker.
Yes. Yes.
If you would like to take your life into your own hands, just do any of Monica's thing hacks.
Any of them.
By the way, shout out to the person who texted in to 52353. And you know what? Let us know you're alive. Maybe you got your fork use. You want to get those in early.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take care of that. We might do Boo Bash VIP maybe.
Yeah. I think that's next weekend.
Yeah. So if you want to get
the
those
party,
in.
It's a party.
Mm-hmm. And they said, oh my God, Zach has turned into Monica with the thang hacks. And let me tell you something to explain myself.
Okay.
Now, you are correct. Yes.
All right.
It's just more fun that way sometimes. And you think about like people in your life, you're leading a responsible life and you're doing things right and they're just not, and boy they just have more fun and you're there left to pick up the pieces, and I didn't feel like it anymore. I wanted
just
to be like
not,
Monica.
I'm very responsible.
Oh, that was a compliment.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tiny thrill seeking by Monica Brooks.
I mean, because we can't all be Antoine and go skydiving.
No.
That's true.
I really, you know, I don't know how I feel about skydiving. If I think I would do it.
You'd do it.
You do it?
I would. I'm not,
we'll
it doesn't
do it.
Scare me. Because of the tandem thing. I mean, I'm like, man, I'm being strapped to an expert. Now, if it was your first time and they just threw you out the plane by yourself,
I'd be different.
I promise you, I'd be scared.
Oh, yeah, I'd be terrified.
This
is not that. This is actually the steps before.
Okay.
Skydiving.
So is this just going to be like try to jump really high and land? Is that what we have?
Well, it's actually two in one. This is what this is.
All right,
well, check this out.
Oh, no.
All you need is a cell phone. All you need, this is the first thing you need to do before skydiving.
Okay, so let me guess, you get your cell phone, and you dial 9-1.
And you're
paused. Well, you can do that as well. 3-1 now.
Okay.
Okay, so you get your cell phone, you pull up Google Maps.
All right.
Zoom out, look at your phone really closely, and then just zoom in.
I'm not participating.
Zoom out, and then zoom in. It has to be really fast and sudden.
To kind of
look
get
close.
Your, get your prepare mind ready.
You. Wrap your mind around it.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
I'm not looking at Monica
what?
Right now.
No, I like
no,
it.
No, Antoine, pull this it up. Look. Pull it up. Google Maps.
And you zoom way out. You know, like Earth. Google Earth.
Yeah.
And then zoom in.
Yeah, go into space if you want to. Go out into outer space.
I am.
And then just zoom in.
Yep.
Real fast.
Just prepare because you're
yourself.
Saying it fast does not make it a better idea.
No. And you wrap your brain around the concept of, oh, I'm going to be in the sky and just zoom in.
It's the feeling.
Yes,
yeah.
I need you to stop saying zoom in the way you're saying zoom in.
It's
going to be stuck in my head all day.
The second thing you need to do.
Oh, good. There's more. I'm so excited.
You said 3-1. You got the 9-1, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I always feel like with skydiving, you're going to lose your breath, right? You're going to like, so much air in my cheeks.
Yes, they told me to scream. They felt like I wasn't breathing. And just scream because that would remind
you. Well, you can practice that. You know that, right? Just hop in your best friend's car. Tell them to roll down the windows and hang your head out.
Oh, Lord.
Hit the gas on 81. And you get some practice. How about it? Prepare yourself to be a thrill seeker. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
Precisely.
All. I like it. I like it a lot.
Of course you do, because you're at the bottom of Mount St. Helpful.
Yo, it's fun down here. You're up at the top of Mount St. Helpful paying bills or whatever it is. Ain't nobody want to do that. And yes, how did we get to the bottom of Mount St. Helpful? We zoomed in. Merry
That's
Christmas.
That's all you
got to
do.
That's all you got to
do. Oh, my God. I love you. Do Gentlemen!
Yeah!
Oh, Lord.
I
don't know.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
I was going to say that's going to get old fast, but I think it just did. I don't know.
All right, 20 points. Game's over.
Oh, man. Secret sound right on the other side of this trending. I have an opportunity. This is a cool opportunity, and it's cheap. So you can stay at a room on site of the Jim Beam Distillery. They're doing an Airbnb. Yeah.
Okay.
So because they've got, they're going to open up a rental property on the distillery ground. So this is in Kentucky. And it's 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath. Like, it's a cool country home looking thing. You're not sleeping in a distillery or anything like that. And a fully stocked bar, backyard is fire pit, fishing dock, all that stuff. I mean, this is
nice.
Sipping country time lemonade, that sort of porch. What would you pay for that?
How much a night? Let's see, $250.
Okay. The correct answer is $23.
Oh,
no,
I was about
$23.
To say.
Uh-huh.
When you said $250, I was like, $100 at best.
Well, $23 is what it is. And there's only going to be limited availability, and who knows, it's probably already sold out.
Yeah.
But $23 a night, which is exactly the price of a bottle of Jim Beam Black Bourbon. See, they're working on this one. But I think they're really just kind of wanting to give people the opportunity and not really concerning themselves with making a couple extra bucks. So I thought that was pretty cool, so you can go look on it. It's an Airbnb listing if you do want to go look it up.
Number two
trending. There's just a group of women in the world that they don't want to give birth in a hospital. They want to do it some other way. They want to be different. They want to be unusual. They want to do it at home, or they want to do it in a swimming pool, these things. Well, Monica, and I know your answer is a straight up no on this one.
Nope.
How about space?
No.
Why?
No.
I don't know.
Who wants to do that?
I'm sure there are people that want to do that, and there is a company that's going to make it happen. They say within the next 12 years, that's their guess on funding and the ability to get up there. They're called Spaceborne United. They want the first baby to be born in space.
Space baby.
Space baby. We'll eat your face. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on, Monica. Huh? You're talking about skydiving.
Yeah.
It's pretty much.
What? It's thrill seeking is what it is. You know what it is. Mm. Monica, she's playing very coy on this, Antoine, because as our theory has been in the past, she is, in fact, an alien, so she already is space baby.
I'm the original space
baby. She's OSB.
She doesn't want to go in space because she might see a relative.
Uh-huh.
Somebody she knows.
Right.
Give a secret away.
And she'll see one of her cousins and be like, hello, cousin.
I don't know you.
Yeah, and that'll rat her out as space baby alien.
Not me. For the very first time ever in life.
Did you get your hats for the family reunion?
I don't know you.
I don't know.
Women could give birth in space. Sounds like a terrible idea. I don't know why. I don't understand why when you have, you know, a hospital and it has all of the medical expertise that you could possibly need for your scenarios is to not do it. It's to say, nah!
Because you want to raise the difficulty level.
Okay.
You play a video game, you win. Do it again.
I mean, I guess you have to really plan out who's going to cut the cord because you're in space. You don't want anybody floating away and stuff. Like, you know, you have to really think about
that. No, it's not who's cutting the cord. It's who's catching the
baby.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, I think you have to keep the cord on because then you just hold the baby like a balloon. That's all it is.
I was going
to
lasso a balloon. Yep.
They say basically what they would do. It'd only be a 24-hour flight, which science class for just a second. Sometimes labor lasts longer than that.
Yeah.
So what they'll say is they'll induce, and I guess they'll just kind of make you do it.
Well,
and they also
plan.
They say, well, we wouldn't do it with just one woman because there's so many variables, and it wouldn't necessarily happen. So they want to send like 30 pregnant women up at the same time, thinking we're gonna all do this on a spacecraft.
It's a girls' weekend.
Girls' weekend. Yes.
Yeah, that's some kind of weekend.
Space Birth, starring Tiffany Haddish.
Number one.
All right, there's a land fish, Monica. It's time. It's officially time to freak out.
Land fish.
Have you seen this thing?
No.
So it's a northern snakehead. And I saw the article out of Georgia, and the headline says, kill it immediately. Invasive fish can survive on land.
Ooh.
They're coming for us, man. Some dude caught a northern snakehead. And the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, the spokesperson said, if you get one of these, kill it immediately and freeze it because they can survive on land for days. Days!
Ooh, wow. Whoa, I'm looking at a picture of it, too.
They're long, thin. Yes. They can be up to 3 feet long. I don't care how adorable they are as a fish. When they're that big and they're living on land, they are not. I'm telling you, I saw it. And they can breathe air, which allows them to survive on land in low oxygenated systems for days.
Oh.
Telling you, these things are going to sprout legs and try to eat us.
Oh, they will. It looks like it.
The ocean underwater is the most dangerous
place mm-hmm. on Earth.
So next week's Thang Hack will involve the ocean, starring Monica Brooks.
Your fate lies in her hands right now.
Touchdown!
The reality is we can't explain this phenomenon.
We can't.
No. Sort of like ghosts. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, the popularity of ranch dressing. We just cannot explain these things.
What's going on?
Monica Brooks is a staggering 17-8 on the year. I mean, that is better than a lot of professional gamblers.
Without a doubt.
Not that we want anyone gambling on high school football, but if you were, you'd be winning right now. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. And I don't know anything about football. I mean,
oh,
so.
I know.
Yeah, so this really is just a feel. Doesn't mean anything, though.
No, it means everything.
Doesn't mean really mean anything.
No, it obviously does.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not even 50-50. It's not even a coin flip. You're better than a coin flip when it comes to these.
You're way better than a coin flip. It's like you're flipping a two-headed coin and you're just calling heads. I mean, you're nailing these things left and right. So we lay out the games of the week. Monica gives her predictions. Mm-hmm. And then kids, I mean, too bad, so sad. Get out there and do your best, but... Your
it's already decided.
It already has been decided.
Oh, no.
By the Swami, our pigskin prognosticator, the Monica Brooks. Now, I should point out that on all these games, we got special Snapchat filters. So if you're at these games, you want to take pictures, swipe over to that filter. Mm-hmm. Little custom thing for your game.
Yep.
Feel free to tag us on social media and all that stuff. And if you're an angry fan of any of these teams, you can bother Monica on Snapchat as well.
I receive those messages.
K92
yeah,
Monica,
okay.
Ready to roll. Let's start. With the game that's first on the list. Patrick Henry, the Patriots, taking on Cave Spring, the Knights.
Okay.
PH, Cave Spring. I mean, this is the battle of city versus county.
Oh, you got to put your kids in school in the county.
Oh, yeah, we'll see about that, the city. What's going down in this game, Monica Brooks?
I think it's going to be PH.
You
that
do?
That wins.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The city will triumph.
21-15.
21-15.
Close game.
Yeah, close game. And she says Patrick Henry will win 21-15. All right.
He'll play really hard. Doesn't mean anything.
Next up, it's Amherst County. And every time I get to Amherst County, I'm like, is it Amherst? Is it Amherst?
Amherst.
Amherst?
Amherst.
That doesn't mean it's right.
I know.
Is it Amherst? It's Amherst. That's what I say.
Every time. And then people who live there, half of them will text me and say, it's Amherst. You say the H. And the other half will say, it's Amherst. You don't say the H. What's wrong with you, Dodo? So our friends in Ann County, the Lancers.
Lancers.
What is a Lancer? Is it just a bunch,
Lance.
Of, guy, no bunch of guys named Lance? They're
okay.
Like,
there you go. A bunch of Lances.
Yep. Yes. Bunch of guys named Lance taking on the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers. Ah, get your big hats out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Amherst, the Lancers taking on the Cavaliers. What do you say?
It's going to be Amherst.
Amherst. Okay.
Yes. Score of 30-9.
All right. That would be a huge upset. The 1-5 Amherst County Lancers taking on. I mean, Jefferson Forest is 3-3, but that would be a big victory for a 1-5 team on the road. Also, traveling to Jefferson Forest, 30-9. She says.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, but I said, doesn't mean anything.
No. You have enough paper over there.
I do go through a lot of paper right
Next
here.
Next up, Brookville, the Bees, taking on the Heritage Pioneers. Brookville, Heritage. Who's gonna win?
I think it's going to be a tight game, but I'm feeling Heritage.
Okay. You're feeling the Pioneers is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what kind of score you have there?
I think 15-13.
15-13. Mm-hmm. And that's so sad for the Bees. They don't get anything there. Nothing at all. I don't know. All right. That doesn't want to work. Yeah, sure. There you go.
No, not the Bees. Not the Bees.
Stupid computer. Okay, so you said Heritage is going to win.
Uh-huh.
And what's the score?
15-13.
Okay.
Close game.
Yeah, close game. Let's see. Next up, Hidden Valley. Mm-hmm. The Titans. The Ranch People, as Monica calls them.
Yes.
Taking on the Christiansburg Blue Demons. Who will win?
All right. So.
She's scrawling on her paper.
Christiansburg. I'm going Christiansburg.
Okay. The Demons will win at home by a score of
25-10.
25-10. Christiansburg defeating
Hidden
Valley.
I don't even know if these scores make sense. So that's how little I know.
I don't know
about
if life
football.
Makes sense. Who even knows anymore? Just a reminder, special snap filters on all these games. Tune in 6:20 Monday morning to find out how Monica did. Two more games. We have Allegheny County, the Mountaineers, taking on the Radford Bobcats. Who's going to win?
Allegheny versus Radford.
Bobcats. Mountaineers.
Allegheny.
You are.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah, going to Allegheny. And I think that it's going to be a tough one. They're going to make it by hair.
Okay. They're going to make it.
They're going to race.
They're going to win it.
They're going to do those football thingies.
Okay, 11-7.
11-7. Okay, now that's where we get into some weird
scores.
Wow,
okay.
11-7. The 1-5 Allegheny Mountaineers are going to defeat the 6-1 Radford Bobcats.
I told you it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, by a score of
11-7.
By a score of 11-3.629. I don't know this week.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. If she nails all these picks, I'm afraid of her. I don't know what's going on. Final game. Floyd County, a new entry to your predictions. The Buffaloes in the house.
What up, Floyd?
Taking on Glenver, the Highlanders. Highlanders, Buffaloes. Who's going to win?
Who's going to win? I say Glenver.
Okay.
And it's going to be 35-23.
The Glenver Highlanders will defeat the Floyd County Buffaloes 35-23. So just to recap, she says PH will defeat Cave Spring 21-15. Amherst County, the Lancers, taking down Jefferson Forest 30-9 in a huge upset. Heritage will defeat the Bees 15-13. Hidden Valley losing to Christiansburg 25-10, which, by the way, the only home team she picked to win. Christiansburg and all of these. Allegheny with a massive upset by a ridiculous score of 11-7 over Radford, and then Glenver defeating Floyd 35-23. Those are your picks. Use your Snapchat filters at the game. Harass her if you want on Snapchat, K92 Monica, and come back here Monday morning at 6:30 to find out how she did. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. Get it in now. Free it up for the weekend. You could win Boobash VIP passes as well. Our favorite texter / caller / whatever. We'll get that. So start texting to 52353. Now we must count down the top moments of the week. And let me just say, it's Antoine week around here. Yeah. What a week, man!
Antober,
because it's his birthday month.
Yes.
And he declared it Antober.
Uh-huh. Yes. Antober. Don't separate, because then people start calling me Ant. I don't want that.
Antober.
Ah. Yeah.
What about
Antober?
I prefer Octuan.
Yes.
It makes you sound like Octomom.
Uh-huh.
It does.
No, you're like a bad guy in Spider-Man. I'm Octuan.
Octuan.
You're hanging out with Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
That's your relative. Yeah.
Octuan. Wow. Oh, yes, because it's like Aqua. Uh-huh. Okay. I know. She always has to go for the superheroes that are the lamest, and then it just makes you feel lame. So, Merry Octuan to everybody. Or Antober.
Antober.
Antober, as he says. We count down the top moments of the week, and this one starts with the fact that Antoine has given up soda.
Yes.
Which is good. I mean, soda, for a lot of people, you drink too much soda, and you want to be healthier, you want to drink more water, you want to do whatever it is, and you haven't had a soda in a couple months. And you love soda.
Oh, God.
And Monica knows that you love soda.
I do know that, yes.
And she has just been taunting him mercilessly with soda. You didn't give in.
I did not, but I would like to say that Monica is not very supportive.
That sounds about right.
Because we were at the Stan River High School football game, the homecoming game this past Friday. And we went to concession stand, and a nice lady there, they hooked us up. And they were like, oh, we need to get you guys something to drink.
Yes.
And we're like, what do you have to drink? And they started listing things. And one of the things was soda, and Monica, no hesitation, can I get a diet something?
Mm-hmm. Give me a Diet Coke.
And I'm like, oh my God, it looks so good. It was sweating.
Yeah.
It was
so crisp.
It was just running down the side.
Yeah. You know how you open it and it's like, yeah.
And she goes, it is so good.
Oh, now that's where, okay.
I'm like, I'll take a water. Yeah. She had to drink it before I could place my order.
Shame.
It's so good.
Yeah. Shame. It was just so cold and good. Meanwhile, the water came out of a hot cooler.
I know. It was from a spigot.
She did it again yesterday.
I didn't mean to yesterday.
We could put together a compilation of all the times that you throw a soda in my face.
Yesterday was just so funny because it was so loud. Like, I didn't know that can of Coke Zero would be so loud.
And you opened it right in behind him in his earlobe for no reason at all. He was nowhere near the soda machine.
Nowhere.
I mean, he's trying to not go near that thing to resist the temptation.
Yep.
You bring the temptation to him, and then you just open it right in his ear. Yeah. You might as well pour a beer on an alcoholic, might Monica. Well. Shame on
That's
you.
That's what it is.
Jeez. So that was top moment number three. Number two, Antoine ate dog food live on the air this week.
I did.
Now, I guess it was sort of a punishment because he also ruined a gas pump by ripping it out of its thingy.
Yes, he did.
So, I mean, we can.
When the gas pump is over, I drive maybe 5-6 feet and I hear.
Oh, no. Oh, you did that.
I look at my side mirror. I took pump two with me.
Oh, no. Yep. Took pump two right out and drove away.
Yep.
So we decided, even though we already planned on him eating dog food, that was, of course, his punishment for the thing I didn't even know that was coming.
I was already being punished.
Yeah, it was. I've been doing this show for so long, guys, I already know how to put it together before it even happens. So we made him eat dog food. Actually, he volunteered because my dog gets super expensive dog food.
It's called the farmer's dog.
It has their name on each package of the food. Human-grade food tested on humans. Antoine said, well, I'm a human. We can test it. You want to see the video? It's on our Fang Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel. Here he is.
It's very chewy, as you could probably hear.
Uh-huh. Those lentils.
It's like, but it's not getting smaller with the chew. It's just...
It's kind of working its way
it's
around your mouth.
Yeah, just moving around my mouth. Like, I can't chew it to where I feel comfortable swallowing it.
It's all the grains and...
Will he swallow it, as he says?
Yeah. Well, I can't even talk.
Now, it's not just... You've not been repulsed by this.
No.
On any level. But he is sitting here eating dog food right now.
It's tough, though. It's tough.
A 15-year-old beagle.
I'm going to finish it,
though. Okay, he's being a good sport. He's going to go in for another one.
So he likes it.
I think Mikey likes it.
Oh, I couldn't do that second one. The second one is colder than the first one.
Swallow it down and clear it out.
I'm swallowing the smallest piece. Okay.
There it is. Right. See?
It's gone.
It's gone. Not bad.
But I finished it.
You did. You triumphed.
I would not do it again.
Yep. So really, he doesn't feel bad in terms of the food. He just feels the shame of a grown man who ate dog food for breakfast today. So that was Antoine enjoying his dog food.
Yeah.
High in protein. I guess you can look at it that way. But the top moment of the week was just more of a laughing at. It wasn't a laughing with, I'll admit. But Antoine in the backwards game, which we play on Thursday mornings, where we do a phrase, you flip it backwards, and you guys try to talk backwards.
Uh-huh.
Say what the backwards thing is to then flip it back around and hear what it sounds like. And Antoine's, it was supposed to be, where's my pants? That's what we were looking for. Where's my pants in the backwards game? Top moment of the week right here. So that's what it sounded like to start. We haven't flipped it around yet, but I don't know why you had this in there, but it was just great.
Yo, geezer.
I have feelings, guys.
Oh, yeah,
I feel things.
Antoine, we're aware that you have feelings. We just don't care.
That is something. Well,
geezer.
I don't know. Maybe that will help him. Sometimes it's
what
so.
What is in living color, the dude that. Oh, gosh.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Yes, Let me tell you something. That's what it sounds like.
Schnam geyser. Okay. Schnam geyser. We're looking for where's my pants. What's Antoine got?
Where's my pants?
It goes along with what you said, though.
There's syllables.
There are syllables.
There's syllables in there.
Oh, I enjoyed that so much. It's on our podcast.
It's a good week.
If you miss it, it was a good week.
Yeah, it was a good week.
A merry.
I'm going home.
Octwamber.
You know what?
Octwamber.
Octwamber.
Celebratory water.
Of course, you got to bring that back up. Rub it in again. Rub it in. Rub it in. Who or what needs to be told, Fork You? That is next on the K92 Morning Thing.
Fork You! Fork you!
Fork you! Or what needs to be told? You need to try to get away from the demons. You say, not today, Satan!
No.
And Satan tries to bring you down. Satan sends you text messages first thing in the morning. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
I'll start. Because I'm the one who received said text message.
All right.
And I had a different fork you, but you know what? It got over-forked. By a text message first thing in the morning from my lovely wife that says, I am pretty sure our freezer is broken.
Oh, no. You don't want to hear about, you know, spending money when you don't want to spend money.
I don't want to spend $1,000 on a new fridge and freezer and blah, blah, blah. Why is it not coming on? Who or what needs to be told for Q? And I'm going to tell you right now, partially what I'm doing here is using the airwaves to my own personal benefit. So is there anybody out there that's really good at fixing refrigerators and freezers, wants to come over today and make some extra money on the side?
Today.
There you go.
I know a guy who's willing to give you some money.
There you go.
What? I know.
What?
I'm even going to write on my to-do list for today, ATM, because I'm going to get some cash, and I'm going to have some cash available.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's going on. And it's, the ice cubes, they looked a little melty last night, Monica.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I was getting myself a beverage, and I thought, these look a little melty. I don't know what's
a
going on
melty.
Here. Yeah, so I turned the freezer up a little bit. Okay, I don't know what's going on here.
Cranked
Maybe it
up.
Got turned down. I cranked it up a little, and I guess this morning.
it clunked out.
Yeah, so 52353. That's
so good.
How you text in for 4Q.
There
or
you go.
How you text in, hey, Zach, I'm good at fixing refrigerators and freezers, and I would like to make a couple bucks today, this
Efficiency
afternoon.
Right there.
I'm ready to roll. Who or what needs to be told?
4Q!
Now, Antoine, this is a tough one, man.
Oh, man.
This sucks.
This
it really does suck.
Hard. So I'm going to say 4Q to tryouts in general. For sport activities, but specifically
the ones you have to deal with.
The ones, because I'm basketball coach,
mm-hmm.
and when you have tryouts, that means you have to make cuts.
Yeah, and so your basketball coach, is it middle school girls? Is
yes,
that the
middle
age
school
we're looking
girls.
At here? Okay,
yes.
So middle school girls, and in your perfect world, the amount of players you need for a roster is the amount of girls who try out for
exactly.
this team.
Exactly.
That's what Antoine wants.
Exactly.
And he doesn't want five more people rolling around the corner because then it's, oh, God.
But yeah. unfortunately, it never works out that way. And it's, and you know, just for the parents to know, for a coach, this is like our least favorite day
mm-hmm.
of the year. It's great to tell a girl that they made the team, but it is just painful. To tell somebody, hey, we only have 15 spots,
uh-huh.
so we don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
was that
it's
today
so
or
tough.
Was that yesterday?
It was yesterday.
And how many did you have to?
Five.
Five.
Oh.
It was five.
And
it was a tough five because if we had more jerseys, all of those girls would have made it off of skill and
but
how their attitude, but
you
we just
15.
Don't.
You have 15 spots,
yeah.
and it is what it is.
No,
and
it,
and it never goes well.
No,
when you
it's
have to
never,
tell those
it's never
kids.
Easy. I lose sleep. Every year, I think all coaches lose sleep the night before and the night
that
after just
sucks.
Thinking about it.
Oh, it does. And I remember as someone who got cut from the eighth grade baseball team. Oh, my God. That walk home from school that day,
man.
Carrying my baseball equipment or the loser bag, as I'm thinking.
No.
And I remember I walked in the door and I just threw it on the floor and thought, I am quitting baseball. I'm never playing again.
You're not helping Antoine feel better.
I know. No, not in the least bit.
No.
Not at all. I don't,
like,
I don't
know. He doesn't
want to
know what the kids are doing when they get home.
What, you think I tra-la-la-la all the way home?
No.
Hey, mommy, I got cut. You don't have to drive me to practice.
I want you to be like, oh, I don't care anymore.
No.
Like, that's what I want.
Or you
want
to feel like, oh, maybe their mama, you know, made them like the best meal ever. And they were like, oh, yay.
I think my mom tried to be consoling, but she also is super warm.
The habit to make cuts.
It does suck. Also, I bring up that story not to rub it into you, but to say that the following year I did make the baseball team. So it's not the end of the world.
It is not.
It absolutely sucks, and I hated it,
it's rough.
It pained me as like all of my friends were then going to practice and going to the games, and it.
But
just,
you worked harder, and you got there.
Yeah, I became a somewhat okay baseball player.
There you go.
But
never give up.
I
never
made the
give
team
up.
The next year, and you got to keep at it, keep trying, and trust me, the coach hates it as much as you do, possibly worse. Who or what needs to be told? 4Q.
4Q!
It's your turn. Start texting in now to 52353. Oh, Antoine. Jace is holding on the line, and her 4Q is to you, Antoine.
What?
Yeah, she's forking you.
4Q!
So get ready for that.
I haven't done anything.
Oh, you have done something, and we will explain here in 4Q who or what needs to be told. Let's say good morning to Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Hi, who or what needs to be told?
4Q!
Kristen.
4Q to working in a cold lab on night shift.
Every lab feels cold to
it
me,
be cold,
doesn't it?
Though.
You want your labs cold?
Yes, I want labs cold.
Of
Kristen,
course you do.
What kind of lab is it?
It is a hospital lab.
Yes.
Okay.
Keep it
Why
cold.
Why are you so excited
the heat
about
will
this?
Breathe the bacteria. They start to escape when it gets too hot.
Even remotely correct with her craziness, Kristen?
I'm sorry.
Is she even remotely correct with her craziness? If you got to keep it cold, or the germs will grow and escape.
kind of.
Yeah, of course. Yep.
You could have just lied and said,
don't encourage her. It's like, no, we love our labs warm. And it's night shift, so it's just life is cold in general. Mm-hmm. And you get into this time of year where now it's cold outside, so there's not even a warm up. Oh, right, I feel you. Kristen, thank you so much. Like I said, Jace is going to fork Antoine. So, Monica Brooks, what do you have first?
Fork you to short naps. I don't know why.
I can't do the power nap.
I did like a 10-minute nap, and it hurt more to get up and go through the rest of my day. I set an alarm clock for it.
That's so weird, because I feel better the shorter the nap is. The longer the naps, I feel groggy for so long.
See, the short naps for me, I can't do it. I don't know if it's just a person-to-person thing, because they say this, oh, yeah, the power nap. You got to do like 12 minutes exactly, and you will wake up, and you'll feel better than you've ever felt in your life.
You don't feel good.
No, I feel miserable.
You didn't feel good.
Mm-mm. I had, at one point, it was a power nap device, basically. So it was this little, kind of looked like an iPod sort of thing. And you put your headphones on, and it was it was designed for this specific time that was supposed to be, this is the exact nap you need for perfection. And it would come on, and the guy would start talking, and he would say, okay, start preparing yourself for your nap. And it would work this noise in the background of, you know, waves or whatever it is, and say, okay, you should be relaxing, and now you'll begin your power nap. And it would do just that noise for whatever it was, the 13 minutes, and then it would wake you up at the end. Every single time, that stupid thing, when I had it, I would immediately start it over and go back into power nap number two. Ugh. And then when that one would end, I'd take it off and go back to sleep. Yeah. So it didn't work.
Nope.
Not for me. Fork you, power nap.
Fork you!
But we need to get Jason here, because she is taking up beef with Antoine. Good morning, Jace.
Good morning.
Okay, please explain.
Fork you!
Take it away, Jace.
Fork you, Antoine, for thinking that my birthday month is your birthday month.
Oh, look at that. You're trying to take over Jace-tober. How dare you?
That's right.
She didn't even have a name for it.
Jace-tober.
That does sound good.
Do you have a name for it, Jace?
No, but my husband's birthday is 3 days after mine, if he even gets that day. So.
Wow. So it's not even like a together thing. This is just you against the world. And Jace-tober is all about Jace.
When is your birthday, Jace?
October 4th.
Hers is first.
Yeah, so
my birthday is October 5th. Your birthday comes
first. She came first. Yeah. She wins. She wins Jace-tober. That's it. Antober is dead.
It's over.
Octuan is all over.
I just know, like, my birthday is the 5th. There's no way it's before.
Jace, what's your husband's name?
Dylan.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, he can have Dilvember. Who wants Diltober?
His birthday is October 7th, and he has to go all the way to November.
Yeah, but nobody wants Diltober. He can have Dill Day. That's it, and nothing else. But don't say that three times fast on the radio, I can tell you. You know what, Jace, hang on. Let's see if we can get her a little something.
What?
It's Jace-tober.
We missed her birthday.
It's
her birthday month. Well, actually, we haven't.
The prize is? We've taken away Antoine's birthday month. So it is no longer.
That's just rude.
R.I.P. Antober is dead. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. You can keep texting into 52353. Next, I do believe it is a winnable round. Will you get $1,000 in your pocket next? Go to the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page. We were so close the last two days. Will today be the day that is next?
K92 Morning Thing.
Yeah, who or what?
Fork you!
And I'm aware everybody texting in at 52353. Zach, the bacon! Yeah. All the discount bacon!
What
I know.
Do?
I got 14 pounds of bacon. Now, I do have a chest freezer, but it's full of bacon.
More bacon.
God.
You just gotta start passing out bacon.
You just gotta cook it.
Freezer crap.
Like, make it a prize.
Like turkeys at Thanksgiving.
I'm not giving it away. This is my bacon.
You ate two bacon.
But Zach,
what?
Your freezer is messed up. Like, you should. This would be a good way to take care of your freezer and get rid of some of that excess bacon.
Screw those people. This is my time of need.
No, it's K92 bacon, right?
You be quiet.
Yeah, that's what it is. Fine. Zach's K92 bacon.
So they'll win it in the spelling bee later on.
And then
on.
We can call the game Pig Out. Yeah.
So now you're done. Now you're done.
I tried.
Mary in Bedford fork you to speed bumps that are too high. You damaged my muffler. I have news, by the way, because it used to be Antober. October.
Yes.
This is Antoine's birthday month of October.
It is.
But what's your birthday? What we say, October 5th?
Yes.
And Jace's is October 4th, so it became Jace-tober. Well, guess what? It's Marie-tober? Maria-tober.
Yes.
Maria-tober, because her birthday is October 3rd.
Oh, come on, guys.
So Jace-tober is over.
You didn't even have a name.
Maria-tober.
Maria-tober. Yep. A Merry Maria-tober to everybody. Unless, of course, your birthday is October 2nd or 1st.
Maria-tober. That does sound like a frozen meal, though.
Maria-tober. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a fettuccine Alfredo from Maria-tober.
It sounded beefy to me for some reason.
Yeah, I can tell you this much. If those are going down in my freezer, those are the first things going in the trash. I'm throwing away the Maria-tobers. Oh. Can't have them. Don't care about that lasagna. No. We're good to go. But a Merry Maria-tober to you. Let's do the pop quiz right now.
UXLKHD.
Roanoke.
The K92 Morning Thang. The K92 Morning Thang. $1,000 pop quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Just a reminder, if you're someone who likes to fix refrigerators and freezers, feel free to text in to 52353 because there's a guy that will pay you some cash today to come look at
and
his.
Maybe some bacon, too.
Maybe I'll even give you I will give that person a package of bacon.
There you go.
They got to fix it, though. If they come over and say, yep, it's broken. Well, you ain't getting bacon, mister. You get out of here right now. Yep. It was short-lived. Maria-tober is already over because her birthday is October 3rd.
Yep.
So we gave her the whole month. But I have to shout out Lori, who texted into 52353 their October 2nd birthday. So now it's Lortober.
Okay.
Happy Lortober, which is now over because I have a text at 52353. This person's son, Garrett, was born 6 a.m. October 1st. So a happy Gertober to everybody.
Gertober.
Yeah. Gertober is probably going to win.
Yeah, I think so.
Unless you can beat 6 a.m. on October 1st, it's now Garrett's birthday month and nobody else's. So happy Gertober to you.
The K92 Morning Bangs $1,000 pop quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
All right, I've looked at the questions. I think Mark and Roanoke's going to win $1,000.
You think so?
Antoine,
you look at the questions. What do you think?
I'm looking at them right now, and I looked at them earlier. I think Mark has a good chance, but I thought we'd get a winner yesterday, so I don't want to jinx him.
So you don't...
I think he has a good chance, but I don't want to put too much pressure on him because I think that's what happened.
You're afraid to weigh in. All
right. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you feel the pressure, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. See, it doesn't matter. So you can just say, yes, right. He's under pressure anyway.
Mark, I think you can get these 10. I think these are straightforward 10 questions
Monica,
for you.
Do you think he's going to win $1,000? I think he's going to win $1,000.
I do.
I'm hopeful.
You're hopeful.
But I'm hopeful.
All right, yes. So you don't think. You think he's going to get 9. He's going to screw something up. Okay.
And plus, I don't want to jinx it.
Mark, did you go get the 3 free answers?
I did.
Okay. That's a great start.
I'm always nervous.
He sounds ready.
There's always that pause. Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke's Facebook page will have the answers for Monday. Whether Mark wins $1,000 or not, we play again. Go there. Maybe you want to sell some clothes this weekend. Cash for clothes on the spot. Great deals. We're talking 75% off mall prices sometimes. Or in the internet, really.
I told you it's
matter.
Time to start shopping now. It's cold outside. Yeah. So you need to switch your wardrobe up.
So unless you're shopping for a refrigerator like I am, you can go in and get yourself some nice clothes. But it's good because now I'm only going to be able to afford their awesomely discounted clothing anyway. Mark, here's the deal. 60 seconds. You may pass at any time, and we will come back if there's time. $10 for every question you get right. Get them all right. You get $1,000. Are we ready, Mark?
Okay. I'm ready.
Here we go. Your 60 seconds. Oh, he's like, I'm ready. I'm going to clear my throat. We got this. 60 seconds is going to start when I finish reading the first question. So good luck, Mark. Here we go. What Friends actress just joined Instagram this week and set the Guinness record for fastest to 1 million followers?
Pass.
Okay. In the story of the tortoise and the hare, who won the race?
The tortoise.
Yes.
How many feet equal 1 yard?
3.
Yes.
Who co-hosts Wheel of Fortune and reveals the correct letters in the puzzle?
Vanna White.
Yes.
True or false? Forky is a character in the latest Toy Story movie.
True.
Yes.
How many open spaces are there at the start of a game of tic-tac-toe?
Pass.
Which Hemsworth was married to Miley Cyrus?
Liam.
Yeah. Yes.
Actor Daniel Craig currently plays what British secret agent?
Fine.
Yes.
In the University of Alabama football team, are they in the ACC or the SEC?
SEC.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Earl Grey is a common variety of what beverage?
Tea.
Yes.
All right. Friends actress just joined Instagram this week. Set the Guinness record for fastest to 1 million. Who's that?
Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. How many open spaces on a tic-tac-toe board?
9.
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God! Yes! Yes! Hey, can you do that again, Mark?
Yeah!
I like that. $1,000. And he made himself sweat on that one. He made us all sweat.
I know. I'm like,
I know. I was
having palpitations.
I was like, how many did he skip?
tic-tac-toe, and I was thinking checker. So I was like trying to do the math on a checker.
How many open spaces? 48.
709. Oh, my God. I have no idea. I know.
$1,000.
It's one of those questions where you if you went down on tic-tac-toe, you'd think, oh, my God, that's like a two-year-old knows the answer to that question. But Mark, $1,000, baby. There you go.
That's how you start the weekend.
Yes,
good job, Mark.
I mean, I was enjoying starting the week. Hey, Mark, can I have $1,000? I got to buy a freezer.
Hey, I know a guy.
That's a good answer.
All right, I like that.
That's a perfect answer.
Oh, my God. $1,000, Mark in Roanoke. Who hooks you up with a grand to start your weekend?
K92.
Yes, we do. All right. Woo. I'll do it again on Monday.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Michael Strahan, he's going to have to pay up.
Oh, is he now?
Yeah, he's behind. It's not just child support. But he owes for his daughters their horseback riding classes.
What?
Over $500,000.
What? Oh, my God.
What horse are they? Are they riding Secretariat?
His ex-wife, Jean, says she wants the money because these horseback riding lessons are expensive.
$500,000?
They had twin daughters, and they both are riding the horses, they got to pay. $500,000.
How much does a horse cost?
My God, I know. It's like
this
they're riding.
This is since 2017.
The ghost of Seabiscuit or something here. Since 2017. So it's a year of horseback riding. That's what it is, of course. $500,000.
Yeah, I know. Man. For horseback riding. That's,
Rich people, it's awesome, and rich they suck all at the same time. You know, rich people problems. These horseback riding lessons.
You owe your money.
You owe your side of the horseback riding lessons.
That's crazy.
Like, how do you even take yourself seriously in that argument?
Oh, she's serious. Jean is serious.
What about the horseback riding lessons?
Yeah, you see his ex-wife, Jean? She's...
I'm looking this up. I'm sorry. I'm really stuck. It's $500,000. Hiring a horseback ride instructor, you will likely spend $45 to $80 per lesson.
Okay. Uh-huh. And they have had lessons every single day for 17 hours a day in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I know what it is. It's horseback riding lessons in a Lamborghini. That's what they're doing.
Oh, because there's 500 horses
in the Lamborghini. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. All them horses.
Yeah, Wendy Williams, did you see that she got their star? You know,
got a star. What?
She had a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yep, Wendy Williams. Okay. And so she was talking about how
they just give those things out.
They really do. Yeah.
So, why are you going to say that about Wendy?
Actually, I've heard you kind of you make a donation
and then you get one
and then you get a star. Yeah. I'm sorry, Monica. Go ahead.
Got to shade the star.
I'm just telling. I'm not talking about Wendy.
Well, you know,
tell me what I heard.
She's going through her divorce and she's been dating. She seems happier and everything else. Well, she was dating younger guys there for a while. Well, she says. She's done with that.
Okay.
Because she wants to find the right man with the right bank account. Like, he has the equivalent to her. She's not a sugar mama. She's done being a sugar mama.
She wants horseback riding lessons, too.
Exactly. that's a sturdy horse right there. I'm just saying. All right,
what?
Look. Secret sound clue is coming at 8:30. I believe I'm going to try to actually do it on time today. So I'm inserting it, getting it ready. So that's good. On the ball on something. And then 9 o'clock, we're going to officially kick off the weekend. Awesome foursome, four great songs, all from the same great year of your life. We're going to get loud on this one. That's at 9 o'clock. But now, we're going to spell out rapper names with a couple of bacon mooches.
Yep. Just trying to help.
Yeah, you know you're not. So hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee. I said the hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee. So what's up? Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
I'm doing medium. I'm medium today. I'll tell you right now.
Doing great.
I wore long sleeves, and it was a bad decision because I'm too hot, and my freezer is too hot. Also, everything's too hot.
It's too hot.
I need a cool down, Tyler. Thanks for asking. What? I understand it was a rhetorical question. It's like,
I'm doing great. My boss finally let me drive the truck after I wrecked the other one.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. We like that. We love second chances in life. Don't do it again, Tyler. Tyler, who would you like to team up with today? You get your choice of Antoine or Monica in the game.
I'm going to go Antoine. Okay. He sounds like a boss this morning.
Shout out to Tyler. Give him something.
Look at
What he said this morning.
I'll take it.
That's what it is.
We're living in the moment.
Lisa, according to Tyler, Monica sounds like an employee, but not a boss. You will be teamed up with the worker bee this morning, okay?
All right.
What do you got going on this weekend, Lisa? Anything?
Not really.
Okay. Go Fest all weekend long. Roanoke, River's Edge. Yeah. Free.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes,
free from pretty much everything. So you want to come hang out? That's going down. They got music. They got all sorts of activities, outdoor things. And again, most everything is free.
So that's now there.
And the weather looks pretty decent for the weekend. So we'll roll with that. Okay. Tyler and Lisa, Antoine versus Monica. The game is the hip hop spelling bee. I give you a rapper name, and you just got to spell it out for me. If you get it wrong, your opponent will have a chance to steal. And we'll play until we basically decide there's a winner. Antoine, you were chosen first in the game.
All right.
So please spell this rapper, Saint John. Saint John.
Saint John.
Saint John.
All right.
Kind of sound like the backwards game right there. Oh, yeah.
Saint John. S-A-I-N-T. J-O-H-N. Just straightforward Saint John.
Okay. Just so you're going to go straightforward on yes. that one.
Man.
Sorry.
That means you're wrong.
That is incorrect. That is not the correct spelling of Saint John. Monica Brooks.
Okay, I think
man. Ray, hey.
Saint John.
I think it's dollar sign.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, how's he doing it? Dollar sign T dot J O N.
Dollar sign T.
How would that say Saint?
Yeah, just like us. I think he's doing something funny with it.
I think you're doing something funny.
Yeah, you are.
That means you're wrong.
Yeah. Not funny, haha, funny looking. That's what we're talking about.
Like St. Paul. I see what you...
Nope, wrong. Sorry. Ah. The correct spelling of St. John, and I would not require you to have the capitals, but I will tell it to you anyway, is capital S, capital A, capital I, capital N, lowercase t.
Okay.
So Saint was correct, and then it is in all caps, J... H N John Saint John
stupid.
Saint John. There's no O in there.
Rappers are dumb.
I don't like that at all.
I don't like you, Saint John.
Who's gonna get that?
Oh well,
not us.
Not yeah. Nobody would be the correct answer. Okay, Monica Brooks, yours in round one is Onwell A A.
Onwell.
Onwell A A. Puerto Rican.
Oh wow,
producer.
Onwell.
Onwell. So Onwell.
A A.
A A. A A.
Onwell. Onwell.
Onwell. Okay. A-A.
Onwell A-A.
Onwell A-A.
Huh. Okay. O-N-W-E-L. Capital A. Capital A.
So he's Onwell.
A-A.
How are you? I am Onwell. Are you on bad? No, I'm Onwell. No.
That means you're wrong.
Antoine, your chance to steal. Onwell. A-A.
Onwell A-A. I'm going to say it. A N U E L, Onwell. Like this, Manuel.
Manuel.
Like A A will be A Y A Y.
That means you're wrong.
I thought you had it. Onwell A A. A N U E L. You are correct. Like Manuel.
Just
Onwell.
A A.
Yeah. Onwell. A A. You screwed it up. Okay. Dang. We move on to the next round. Please spell Quasar.
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 I was thinking Quavo, but
nope.
You flipped me at the end.
Quasar.
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 All right. Relative of Babar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Q-U-A-Z-A-A-R. Quasar.
Mm-hmm.
Quasar.
That means you're wrong.
Monica Brooks, this is your chance to steal, and if you get this right, you win. Quasar?
Please don't.
Oh, come on, Quasar.
Secret Sound Clue will be right on the other side of the hip-hop spelling bag. I'll play a couple commercials, but I have it loaded in, so I'm not going to forget. Quasar.
Q-U-A-Z-A-R. R!
Quasar! Like a pirate, no! Wait,
that means you're wrong.
Antoine, you're closer. Quasar. Q-W-A-Z-A-A-R. Quasar! Okay, Monica Brooks, this is yours to get correct, and you will win the game. Or Antoine will have a chance to steal, or we go into the tiebreaker round. Please spell Young Baby Tate. Young
Baby Tate.
Baby Tate. Young Baby Tate.
How's he doing, Young? What is he
How's
doing?
He doing, Young? How you doing, Young?
Okay.
I'm okay.
He's probably Y-U-N-G.
I'll tell you.
B-A-B-Y.
T-A-T-E.
T-A-T-E.
Yeah.
And you got to put an E on the end of it.
So very young. Straightforward. So Y-U-N-G, B-A-B-Y, T-A-T-E is...
Correct.
How you doing, young?
Oh,
wow. It was taunting and it wasn't on the beat. It was
so
rude.
Yep.
I play this game. I'm not into rap. You know.
Nope.
or
I,
rhythm.
Clearly. Oh, shade.
Just all sorts of things.
How
but you know
that?
What? Tyler said that Antoine sounded like
Tyler.
A boss, and just like a real boss, Antoine didn't do any of the work. And
it's
the
Friday.
Worker bee won instead. Yep, Friday, they shut their door
Sorry,
and start
Tyler.
Playing around with their little putting green instead. Sorry, Tyler.
Would.
Lisa is the big winner yep. of the hip-hop spelling bee for the correct spelling of young baby Tate.
Young.
Want your kids to be better at math? You just got to blank them.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Blow your mind is where I give you some headlines, some ridiculous stories that are circulating through the universe. And you just have to guess what word is missing as we get ready for this first one. I mean, you want your kids to be better at math, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Math's a big one. You know, they say math and science.
Uh-huh.
Always losing to the Japanese is what you always say. Okay. Want your kids to do better at math? You just have to blank them. A. Bribe them. B. Do it for them. Or C. Punish them.
God.
Bribe them.
You say yes. Bribe. You
That's what
bribe?
Science would say.
Oh, yeah. Well. Mm-mm.
What? Do it for them.
I'm sorry. Nope. Science says punish them.
Says fear.
It does.
Yeah.
Now, all right. Here's the ridiculous part about this study. This study was done on bees, not humans.
Oh, no, not the bees!
Yeah, it was the bees. I'm sorry. So I guess bees can do simple math.
Okay.
Oh, I should also point out this study is out of France, so you know, French. They say that apparently bees do basic math, and the researchers found that they perform better when they were punished for getting answers wrong. How do you punish a bee, by the way? You rip their little stinger off
I guess.
Something? Poke them in their little bee eyes.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Pour honey all over them. Yeah.
You close up the comb. They can't go back in the honeycomb.
I don't know. So will it translate to humans? Who knows? But I guess if you own bees and they really suck at math and it's getting you angry, you just got to punish the bees a little bit and then you'll be good to go. Next story. Man claims his iPhone blanked. A. Slept with his wife. B. Stole his wallet. Or C. Turned him gay.
B.
B.
B? Oh, y'all are just, I'm sorry.
Ah.
Yeah, he says his iPhone made him gay. It's not his fault. It's his iPhone.
His iPhone.
Yep, he did because he got involved in some sort of cryptocurrency app and uh-huh. they sent him a bunch of coins that were supposed to be used for that type of experience.
Oh.
Yes, and it came with a quote that said, "Don't judge without trying." And he said, and I quote in his complaint, "I thought, indeed, how can I judge something without trying it?" And now he's tried it, and he says, "I can't go back."
There's a point there,
okay,
I guess.
I like it too much. The iPhone made me this way. Well, then embrace it.
Exactly.
Yeah. See? iPhone knows you better than you.
Uh-huh.
Droid would never do that. Just sit around and do
nothing. Don't you talk about my phone.
Final story.
I always will.
TSA stops woman for carrying 20 pounds of blank. This is at the airport. Or not sorry, 20 bags. 20 bags of blank.
Mm-hmm.
Was it A, 20 bags of cocaine? B, 20 bags of toys? Or C, 20 bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos? Monica Brooks.
I'm going Cheetos.
You're going Cheetos?
I'm going to say toys.
You're going to say toys. Well, Monica's right.
Correct.
Cheetos. It is 20 bags of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. She tweeted a video she had in her Louis Vuitton carry-on, fancy.
Oh.
She was going to South Korea and said, "I'm bringing Flamin' Hot Cheetos for all my friends." And TSA made her open every single bag.
Oh, come on.
Now you got 20 bags of open Cheetos.
You got to throw them away.
Yeah.
Or just eat them.
Can't eat 20
People
bags.
Love Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
You can.
Isn't there a rapper that had to go to the hospital because he ate too many? Is it
yes.
Lil Xan?
Uh-huh.
Lil Xan ate too many Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I've never had a Flamin' Hot Cheeto.
I haven't either.
Nope. I've had Cheetos, not Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Me neither.
I guess they're addictive.
But, Monica, guess what? I went to the store yesterday and I got a bag.
You got a bag.
Of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Why don't you seem excited about this bag of Cheetos,
Do you want to try a Flamin' Hot Cheeto?
Yes.
I'll try.
The answer is yes.
One
Flamin' Hot Cheeto. Okay, good. We'll fire up the cameras. Let's see if we can see what Monica thinks of a Flamin' Hot Cheeto. I'll eat one, too.
Uh-huh.
I'll eat one.
Well, yeah, of course. Oh, no, you're not allowed.
What?
Yeah, you have to sit and watch us and wonder.
I'm starting to salivate a little bit.
You got to eat dog food already this week.
Oh, lucky me.
It's our turn to eat stuff. So there. Awesome foursome, 9 o'clock. $5,000 secret sound, 9 o'clock. Mark and Roanoke won a grand in the pop quiz. Let's make it a $6,000 hour.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks.
Yeah.
Most viral.
And we'll celebrate by eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Woo!
Got me a bag right here. Now, I've never tried them. Almost like you can text in too to 52353. If there's a food that a lot of people eat and you've never tried it.
Yeah, I've never had one.
For whatever reason, I've never had one. People go nuts for these things. So we're all going to try one. Monica, of course, is in ketosis right now. So she says, well, I'll chew it up, but then I'm going to spit it out. But really, I'm looking for the flaming hot spice level here on this one. And I'm going to do a mouthful.
A mouthful.
Yeah, I'm going to put a few in. But Monica, I'll let you grab your own Cheeto. Because I know she's very... If I grab her Cheeto and then I hand it to her, she'll get all upset and be like, you touch my Cheeto, you're gross.
My Cheeto.
I did. How dare I? Okay.
I did three. Okay. I did three.
Yeah, I'll do like four. All right, put four in. Here we go. Okay. Really just kind of all eyes are on Monica on this one. We'll see if anything happens here. Carb. Kind of tastes like Cheetos. Got a little bit of a kick.
With a little kick.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk and you inhale, it gets a little hotter.
Okay.
I can feel that. Several more, it would burn more.
Okay.
It's like burning my right nostril right now.
Is the heat catching up to you? Because I know, remember, Monica got cut down in the prime of her life by a spicy chicken nugget at
Wendy's. We got the original. I think we got like the first spicy nugget. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. They're pretty good because they're like regular Cheetos, but they got a little bit of a tang to
them. Like I said, the more you talk, the more you inhale, the hotter they get.
Okay, let's play a little game. How much does The Rock weigh?
The Rock?
Yeah, I have
he's solid muscle.
Dwayne Johnson? A clip. Yeah, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. What does The Rock weigh? Oh, look at that. Because he does his workouts and he does like Instagram Live and stuff. So he weighed himself, which he doesn't normally do on camera. How much do you think The Rock weighs?
285.
285, okay.
257.
257. The correct answer is...
I usually never share this, but I will today. Weigh myself. Probably a little bit too much information for you guys, but... I just gotta weigh myself every morning. 270 pounds, lean, mean, sexiest man alive machine. A lot of cheese on that pizza.
He is all muscle, though.
He is all muscle. That's why I was thinking high. That's why I was saying 285 because
285, yeah. He's 270. Monica was closer because she, what'd she say, 257?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so 13, she's 13. I was 15.
You were 15.
Yeah, but he's just a ball.
Yeah, he is. He's a ball of strong, man, and he can put down, I bet he could eat like three or four
pizzas.
Have you
seen his Instagram?
I've seen when he does the big, eats the whole plate
seven,
of sushi.
He eats seven full meals a day.
Yeah, have you seen his four cheat meals?
I know.
Whoa.
They're amazing. Yeah. He eats like an entire wedding cake every
Pretty
tier.
Much.
It's amazing. Halloween right around the corner, but you know, every year we get offended by more stuff.
Halloween will soon be upon us, and with it, the dead will rise, and zombies will tear you limb from limb, eating your flesh. Yes.
A quick disclaimer that the violent nature of the zombies is not approved or condoned by this station. Also, eating of flesh is highly unsubstantiated and not allowed.
What? Oh, and the demons from hell will attack all souls, dragging you to below the pits of hell.
Also, there will be no attacking or touching of any human by demons in inappropriate ways unless consensual verbal communication is first observed from that said person and or persons.
And you shall be tortured by the never-ending painful screams of ghostly...
Torturing and or waterboarding is not a legal nor condoned act of this person of evil nor any other person.
Now I give up. Forget it.
Please have a happy and safe Halloween.
Secret Sound next.
More Thang next on
K92. The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.